Hello, my little ones. Mama Tells a Story is back. Today's story is a short moral story from Jataka Tales. Now, I'm sure you all have many friends. Some laugh differently, some smile differently, some talk differently, and some friends look different than you do. But still, you are the best of friends, aren't you? So the name of the story that we are going to listen to today is The Elephant and the Dog. One day, the king's royal elephant was grazing about the mound of hay and food when it heard a hungry bark. The bark was from a dog who was eating the leftover food from the elephant keeper's plate. The elephant keeper was nowhere to be seen. As the royal elephant was by itself in the shed every day, he did not mind the dog coming in and have a nap or eat a little food. Soon they became good friends. They would play about. Even the elephant keeper did not mind it. One day, a farmer passing by saw the dog and asked the elephant keeper if he could take the dog. The elephant keeper readily agreed and he gave the dog away. Soon the royal elephant stopped eating, drinking water, or even moving. It did not move out of its shed at all. On one such day, the king came to meet his elephant and called upon the royal doctor to check his elephant. The royal doctor examined the elephant and said, "Your Majesty, the royal elephant is physically fine, but he looks very sad, as if it has lost a friend." The king immediately asked the elephant keeper if anything had happened.
"Oh, there was a dog who used to be here. I gave it away to the farmer," replied the elephant keeper.
The king immediately sent one of his guards with the elephant keeper to bring the dog back. As soon as the dog was brought to the shed, the elephant sat up to see his little friend and trumped happily. Since that day, the elephant and the dog remained inseparable and lived a very happy, healthy life. Moral of the story is, friends come in all sizes. When you form an unconditional friendship, it lasts forever. So keep that friendship. Think about it. I'll see you next time. Till then, bye-bye.